This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies, and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
Y'all can go to Destin with them tourists all around. I'll go to South Texas where my friends can be found. Lord, I know that's in Fort Alto.
All right, guys, we are back in action here. Another episode of the Deep in the Hunt of Texas podcast. We are getting into what I call the doldrums of hunting season. I think we're literally at the halfway point as far as, you know, prime hunting season goes, or I guess peak hunting season, really when it gets into to deer season here. It is May 13th. Hunting is definitely not top of mind. I am full in golf mode, coming straight off the golf course for this podcast. So, but you know, we're going to dabble a little bit this weekend. Got a little fishing trip planned down in Rockport, Texas. That's kind of been my new bug lately is fishing on the coast. It does not make it easy to get there or do it from Fort Worth, but sometimes it does have to be done. So, weather looks good, dialed. I mean, it's going to be lows in the 60s, highs in the 80s. I mean, we couldn't dial it up any better than that. So hopefully we get in them. You know, we'll see. Everything's TBD. But making his glorious return on a last-minute invite, because we had to rearrange some schedule things earlier today, Jeffro, he is back, folks. And we got a little topic pod. But first, Jeffro, how you doing, big dog?
We're making it, you know, we are making it. I, unlike you, I don't care about golf. So I, countdown's on, 6 months or 5 months till bow season. So we're excited. You know, might get out there and just poke around here soon. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. There's a couple things I need to do. I mean, we do this every year where it's like, all right, we're going to do work week and we're going to do it in March. It's going to be cool outside. And lo and behold, it's the middle of May and we have not done a damn thing.
Yeah, that is typically the case. I feel like that's probably feels pretty normal. It's one of those things where, you know, you think you got all the time in the world, and then all of a sudden you're like, man, it's teal season. Man, it's bow season. It's there. Every year we'll say we're going to be more prepared next year.
No, and it sneaks up on you too. And I mean, it doesn't help that summers are busy. Everybody's traveling. You know, some of our friends' wives are teachers and coaches and whatnot. So they got the summer off. So they're having to go run around the country doing whatever with them. So it makes it difficult. Plus, like, it's, you know, it's just a busy time of year. I mean, I know for me, I'm in construction and you're construction adjacent as well. Like, this is when hay is being made, right? In the while the sun's shining here. So I definitely a little busier time, but you know, it's a trade-off. I'd rather it be busy in the summer than it be busy in the winter.
Yeah, that's very true. It makes it a lot easier to take some days off to go hunt whenever you're not worried about dealing with peak season of whatever industry you're in.
Dude, I couldn't imagine being the T-man and peak season being like around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and that's when you're the busiest because of retail and all that. And I would not be able to do it. I'd start throwing fits, but
I do remember a fit being thrown over inventory one time during hunting season.
Oh, dude. It always happens.
People were not thrilled about that one.
Who? What people? What do you mean? You people?
Our whole group was pissed. Whole hunting weekend had to almost get moved around because of inventory.
Dude. I'm just like, can we just do inventory in like January? Like the beginning of the year? I don't know. Inventory is, dude, there's nothing worse than inventory. Like truly hell on earth, and counting pieces of pipe for, you know, call me J.R. Smith, you know? But dude, it's brutal. There are a few weeks to look for it. It always falls in like sometime November, December, but I don't even know what inventory is going to be this year. So it'll probably be first week of December, like always, when the hunting is good, but that's the way it be. But uh-oh, did you hear that? Oh, I had a little computer noise pop through. I didn't know if it registered. Anyways, getting back on topic here, we have a little theme podcast for you guys because it is, like I said, in the doldrums. I was kind of leading into it. Me and Jeff are going to run through a little fun, I guess we'll call it thought exercise for a, Jesus Christ, Landon. Oh, we got a group text popping off mid podcast, and it is getting incredibly distracting. Good God! Oh,
the top rope, man.
Dude, I'm trying to pull up our podcast topics, and I just picked my phone up, and that's what I see. Holy shit, we're struggling here. We're gonna run through our dream deer lease, okay? We're going to have a few topics we're going to hit on, but basically this is just going to be a fun kind of hangout, at least make it hunting related here and not just go off the rails like we will sometimes. So first item on the docket is we're going to walk through four people you want to hunt with. Now, we didn't put any kind of like holds barred on this. We didn't do any kind of, parameters or anything like that. I mean, you could put the good Lord himself. I didn't put the reins on Jeffrey and, you know, God forbid I put the reins myself. I might have put mine a little bit more Texas based, but it could really be anyone you want. So, Jeff, I'll let you start.
Yeah. First off, I'd like to give a shout out to the last podcast I was on. I got some good feedback from some friends and stuff on the guest appearance there. And, I'm gonna go ahead and start out with old Jared himself. You know, wouldn't mind sipping a little Johnny Walker with Jerry Jones. You know, that'd be a good one. I'm sure it would be an entertaining one. If anything, definitely at this age, just to listen to like, you know, whatever words he would throw out there about the animals moving around. That would be just one of those things like you just video it and you go back and laugh because all the made up words. It'd be awesome.
That would be true. It, honest to God, I thought you said Jared, and I was like, Jared Beatty?
No, Jared Jones.
Shout out Jared Beatty. you know, no shots at Jared, but you know, when we're talking fantasy all time, four people to share a deer lease with, Jared, you're not gonna be top of the list. Sorry, bud.
This is to share a deer lease with?
Yeah, what do you think it was?
I thought it was just somebody to sit and listen to talk or something. I mean, in that case, Jerry's definitely up on the list. Could you imagine? You'd have the Taj Mahal everywhere you went.
Well, yeah. I mean, all things being aside, we're keeping this normal deer lease. I was actually having this conversation with a buddy because we were playing golf when he was asking about what the podcast was on. And I was like, yeah, this is more deer lease, less like high fence hunting ranch.
Yeah, not Jerry then. I thought we were just doing like somebody you'd like to sit there and listen, talk to while you're trying to hunt. Man, deer, share a deer lease with. That's going to be somebody you like, right?
Mm-hmm. Ah. I'd share a deer lease with Jerry.
I mean, I would, don't get me wrong, but I feel like it'd get annoying, you know? There's only so many made up words you can listen to. I already listen to your shit every year, so.
Dude, I was on a call at work the other day, and someone tried to tell me the word motility was not a real word. To which I looked up a definition, and I was right. It's the difference between motility and mobility. Mobility is the ease of movement. Motility is the ability to move. Someone tried to say I was just making stuff up, which maybe I was.
I just learned a new word. SAT motility. Lessons on Deep in the Hunt of Texas podcast.
Dude, these people are like, who is this fucking douchebag? All right, so we're going with good old Jerry Jones. My number one, starting off, not a Texan, kind of a Texan. Wasn't born in Texas. He's dead, not alive. Very famous Texas figure. I hope. Yeah, do you have any ideas where I'm going with this? Let me start with that. Let me tease you a little bit and tickle the nuts.
So I'm going thinking dead Texas figure, not a native Texan. I'm taking some context clues here, Connor, the history major,
and noted history major.
And I have a pull here, but I don't think it's right.
It's good. Let's hear it.
The pull I was going to have there is Davy Crockett.
Winner! You win absolutely nothing. Oh, Davy Crockett. Dude, I think having Davy Crockett would be really cool. Not only is he one of the most legendary, if not most legendary figure in the history of the state of Texas, fought at the Battle of Alamo. I mean, I would love to hear how that whole thing went down. He's a learned man. And I think that he was a senator in Tennessee, a state senator in Tennessee, lost his race. And that's actually what was the impetus to move to Texas. There's another SAT word for you. And then obviously joined the Texas Revolution, liberated ourselves from Mexico 200 and something years later. Did we really liberate ourselves from Mexico? Who can really say? Depends if you're south of San Antonio or not. Oh, man. Well, ain't nobody liberated in San Antonio than Ozempic. So,
all I can think about is the Charles Barkley bit.
Well, yeah, San that's Antonio. Why I said it, of course. I'm going to have to work on my Charles Barkley impersonation before I push that any farther down the road. But I got some big women down there in San Antonio. So, yes, Davy Crockett is my number one. Jeffrey, who is your number two person? We'll go with would you like to hunt with, would you like to share a deer lease with, either or. Who is number two on your list?
Either Bush president, father or son. Okay. I got some questions. And I feel like the deer lease is, you know, you get a couple bruises.
This isn't like a hangout. This is a hardball interview
here. No. This is like a, you know, hey, who's really got the nuke codes after a few beers and just like hope it slips, you know?
Yeah.
There amongst other things. In Iraq, you know? Who killed Kennedy, you know? I'll tell you who's not on my list to share dear lease with, and that's Dick Cheney. Just a danger zone there.
Shoot you in the face.
Right. So either Bush, don't really have a preference. One of the two.
Yeah, I think, dude, honestly, I think I might be more interested in HW, if I'm being totally honest. I think from all accounts, and I've met George W. Bush, and I highly doubt he'll hear this podcast, but from many, many accounts of many, many educated people, he was not necessarily the one running the show during his presidency. And I think that's very well documented. HW, on the other hand, he was head of the CIA. And a lot more influential in government, for good or for bad. He, there's some weird stuff going on at Texas A&M. People don't talk about that. They have there's rumors that I guess it's like the Bush School of like Public Relations, or but it's actually like a CIA recruiting ground and all sorts of weird stuff. I mean, look, here's the thing. If I was the CIA, I'd be recruiting out of A&M all day as long. Easily brainwashable. Easily.
It's very true.
You can clearly, if you go to an A&M football game, you can get those people to do literally anything. So at some point, the CIA has got to go,
If you sign up for a midnight yell event, you're on the list, man.
I mean, these people will take the bait, hook, line, and sinker. So, there may or may not be some nefarious activities going on at Texas A&M. Allegedly, this is all alleged with a capital A. So I don't really necessarily know what's going on there.
Who's your second?
Second, he is alive, also a Texas legend, in multiple parts of the state. I hope I'm not stealing one here. I would like to share Dear Lease Hunt with the one and only Alvin, Texas own.
Bro, Nolan that was Ryan. Number three, and I had a whole deal planned where I was going to say the man himself and pan to the autographed picture there, but you just had to take it.
Yeah, I feel kind of bad, you being the one from Pearland. Maybe I'll let you run away with your story here, because there may or may not be a personal connection here for you, and I should have had a little bit more forethought here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a little bit of a personal connection. We've talked about the legend of D-Doggy on the podcast before.
The great friends, powerful D-Doggy.
Friends at one point with old Nolan. So, got a few, that would be one. I feel like, honestly, if any of these we had a chance to make it happen, that'd be the one. He was going to be the first one I said, but then I was going to save the best towards the end there, and you stole it. I can't believe it.
Well, if I don't know if Nolan Ryan would be number one. If anyone has the power of resurrection to bring Davy Crockett back from the dead, I think that would push to the top of the list. But
could you imagine Davy Crockett with a present day firearm in his hand?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing too, is like, maybe I should have had him on my list. Maybe it's an honorable mention. When I think Davy Crockett, I just think of the Alamo movie and Billy Bob Thornton as Davy Crockett. So maybe I actually want Billy Bob Thornton dressed up as Davy Crockett and come share a dear lease with me, period piece and all. So I don't know. I think that would be interesting. So, all right, I'll let you move on here. I know I kind of stole one of yours, so.
No, you go. You go me? Ahead. That way, if it's another one that I had, if it's okay. My fourth, I'm gonna off the top of the dome have somebody here.
Hold on. Oh, that's not good. That was not supposed to happen. We're having some technical difficulties here. Hold on. Actually, I'm going to bring in this guest. He's going to be live here in person. Yep, come in. Go ahead. Come in. All right. I want to introduce my third guest here. My third guest to share a dear lease with is going to be none other than Austin, Texas own Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Alex, do you care to comment on anything?
Well, Connor, we're going to come on here and we're going to go deer hunting. And you know what? Those liberals, they don't want to go deer hunting. The liberals, they're going to take over. They're putting stuff in the water to turn the frogs gay. And let me tell you something. They're going to turn us all gay. They're going to castrate us. And if you don't fear God, if you don't fear God, then you know what? This is a Christian nation. And you know what? If you don't go hunting, then you are not a man. Okay, Alex, thank you. Thank you. That's enough. All right, that was enough of Alex Jones. But yes, number three would be Alex Jones. Very impromptu interview there with Mr. Jones there. But just to hear that man rant for hours, politics aside, I think Alex Jones is one of the most entertaining and polarizing people in the news, also a Texan. I think he's also one of the most unintentionally hilarious people that I've ever come across ever. I would love to meet the man. If anyone has Alex Jones connect, hook me up. I mean, I'll fanboy. I'll go full, little girl and scream and cry and whatever if I ever get to meet Alex Jones. But dude, Alex Jones is going to be my number three.
All right. I did not know he's from Texas. I thought he just moved here.
Pretty sure he's from, like, his dad was like in politics in like Dallas. I think he's from Dallas.
Dang. Last on my list, it was hard. Cause like, you know, you do think like, you know, you'd like somebody from Texas, right? And you think like Dear Lease. Man, it'd be cool if somebody could play some music and was actually good.
All right, so, settle down. Settle down. That was a drive-by. That was such an unnecessary drive-by.
That was come not. On. Come that on. That was now. Not. No, I wasn't talking about you. So initially, when I wrote down the list, it was George Strait. But then I decided, you know what? I got a Bush. I got Jerry Jones. You know, I got Nolan. You need a little bit more of a party, because I was also thinking H. Bush, not W., who has noted party behaviors. So I was going to go with none other famous Texan, maybe some say the most famous Texan, fellow UNT alumni, and definitely the best wrestler of all time, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, that's a great one. Absolutely. A little misdirection there.
I just think that would be an absolute blast. And I would 1,000,000% hammer some beers with him and then just let him Stone Cold Stunner me until I got it perfect.
What?
More beer.
Beer. But yeah, that's a good one. That one actually caught me off guard. I had George Strait written down too, but it was so a little too bland for me. I thought you were going to go with Garth Brooks for a second, like setting it up, because you said party, and I wouldn't hate that, because if, you know, theoretically me and you would probably share a Dear Lease, and I would want to know where the bodies are buried.
Well, I was about to say, allegedly. I don't want to spend any time with Garth because he's a serial killer. So,
yeah, you know, allegedly.
Right. Allegedly. A lot of coincidences there.
There just may or may not be a disappearance of, you know, a certain age group of women every tour stop that he's on for years. You know, go as far down that rabbit hole as you want.
I will say one thing about this podcast so far. We have given some rabbit holes to go down.
Oh, We're not afraid. We're not afraid to put on the tinfoil hats and go a little crazy. I think do your own research. Like, look into it. I'm not going to tell you one thing or another. Before I reveal my last one, I want to give a few honorable mentions for who I would have on the sharing a Dear Lease hunting with. Honorable mention, new Texan, Joe Rogan. Very cliche. You know, he's gone very mainstream. I'll be honest, I was a Roganite back in 2014 in college. I've There was a point in my life when I listened to every single one. Now it's maybe once every 2 weeks, maybe once a week. There's just, I got too many other podcasts that are so specific that I want to like listen to. So I think that one is, that one was close. Did you have any honorable mentions, by the way? Like anyone who were close calls?
George Strait, he was real close to making it. I mean, there were a couple other like athletes and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know.
No, that's fair. I mean, I feel like you end up with more honorable mentions. And honestly, hindsight 2020, I probably should have done Alex Jones last because that was probably my best misdirection. But my last one, noted great golfer. He also a Dallas Maverick. And also, not from Texas, but he is Hispanic. And we're going to go with one Antonio Ramiro Romo.
Romo.
Romo. Dude, I love Tony Romo. I would put my life on the line for Tony Romo. That is the quarterback of the Dallas Football Cowboys of my childhood. I think he's a very interesting person. He'd have a lot of very interesting takes. I would love to hear the stories about T.O., anything going on in that locker room and the, you know, when they were the 8-8 boys and he was just willing them to 8-8 and they had the worst defense and worst offensive line in the league. Tony Romo would be my number four. Also, speaking of another honorable mention, I had Josh Hamilton up there, but I don't feel like he'd be.
That'd be a party.
I was gonna say he'd probably just be pissed drunk and pass out allegedly until you know about 9 p.m.
And I did just think of another one that would be just iconic, and he's passed fairly recently.
Hit me. You got an extra because I stole no one. So hit us with it.
Yeah, I just thought of this, and I don't know why. You know, I'd like to have somebody philosophical that really speaks to me. And could you imagine sharing a deer lease with Mike Leach?
Dude, that's so good. Oh, my God. Dude.
You want to talk about some stories?
How did I screw that up?
Dude.
As the noted tech guy.
Yeah, and that's what made me. I mean, I thought you were gonna have a tech pull there, and then Mike Leach just hit me like a ton of bricks. And
dude, the pirate himself.
That
would be it. Give me 1 second. Go ahead. We're gonna move on here. I gotta go let the dog out in here crying, and I'd rather not her piss in my house. We're gonna move on to the next topic here. You get 4 songs. Listen to music after hunting at night. You get 4 songs. Jeff Rowe, give us song number 1.
What a tough question. Oh, man. That's a really tough question. I feel like you got to go with one that means something to you. I'm going to go ahead and say it's one that me and, you know, the kids sing and everything. I'm going to go Where the Wild Things Are, Luke Combs. I understand that might not be a great take, but it's one that, you know, it just pulls at the heartstrings there. So I'm going to go Where the Wild Things Are, Luke Combs.
Really?
Yeah, it's just one that, you know, it means a lot. Kids love it, and it's just got a lot of good memories, so. That might be one of them.
Yeah, that's hey, you know what? Jeffrey's a family man. What can I say? I gotta respect it. My first one. We're gonna start off with Rest in Peace, David Allan Coe, and we're gonna go with Never Even Call Me By My Name. I mean, that is one when your buddies come on, you've had a few beers, you're playing the washers out on the porch, and, you know, after dinner at Spicy Mexico, I mean, the vibes do not get any higher than David Allen Coe. You never even call me by my name.
I got to change my list.
Did I steal another one?
Yes, that was on my list. Oh, that was going to be two. Yeah, that was two. It's okay.
Well,
it was a good pool. You know, like you, it's a great song.
You great can't song. Hate it.
Now, there's something about that song.
But yeah, I had to go with that one. Do you want me to go again since you're having to shuffle your list, or you just want to go to your third one?
And then, I can go third. You can go whatever you want.
Hit me with your third one.
All right. This is the nostalgia here speaking.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia. Give me a Papa Loved Mama live off the Garth Brooks double album. That one is the live version of that song is elite.
That's good. I do love a good live album. I think that's a good pull. I mean, look, I'll be honest. I in my old age have started to sour a little bit on old Garth.
I think he's a bad person, but I think he's got some hits.
Yeah, I think he's an absolute like insane person. But yeah, I think that's a solid pool. One, but I think it's gonna steal another one.
There's no way you won't have the other one.
Okay. This is one of my favorite songs that, to your credit, you introduced me to the live version of this song. It's my favorite song to play on guitar, personally. Did I steal another one?
Go ahead.
The live version What is that noise?
There is no noise.
There's something going on outside my house right now. I think I'm being paranoid. Sorry, guys. Live version, All My Homies Say Ticketmaster, of one Zach Bryan, 68 Fastback.
Good
that
one.
Is that dude. I mean, that one just hits you right here. And the live version at Red Rocks, it's just, yeah, I mean, you can't beat it. I mean, it's one that I will sing to the top of my lungs and is as far as I'll go. And that's my number two.
That whole album, really, outside of the whole people screaming during Revival.
It's the best album ever. Period, and nobody can get at me. The only thing that comes close is Luke Bryan, Tailgates and Tan Lines.
No, man, I'll tell you what's a good album. I don't know when the last time you listened to it was. Go back and listen to like 2012 Eric Church Chief album.
Yeah, I wasn't a chiefer like you were.
Dude, that album goes.
Didn't you and Leah like go out of town to go see him, like in Oklahoma City or something?
Yeah, we went to Oklahoma City. We sure did. Danced to him at our wedding. It's big Eric Church people.
Was that your first dance to Eric Church?
Yeah, it sure was.
What song?
Springsteen.
Springsteen, good song.
By the way, there's a live version of that. Very, very good.
Dude, very Jeff good. Might be the Jeff might be the certified live guy.
I thoroughly enjoy live albums more than studio albums most of the time.
I wonder. Yeah, I mean, they just kind of hit a little bit different.
Number four is a newly found, new to me. I listened to them a little bit in college. Did you know everybody knows who they are and all that good stuff? The Bird Hunters by Turnpike Troubadours. That song. That's one that I don't know. Obviously, you're talking about listening to music after hunting, and it's called The Bird Hunters. But the whole song, that and Good Lord Lori, both of them just songwriting genius. Can listen to them over and over and over again. I don't know. You could also throw any other Zach Bryan song from that album, that All My Homies Hate Ticketmaster. I'm trying to think of, I know I'm going to get asked honorable mentions because he took the David Allan Coe one. Man, I don't know. There's a lot of good country music, and I feel like you got to go country music whenever you're talking about your hunting playlist. You got to go country music. I was going to throw something out there like, you know, some, you know, Led Zeppelin or something, but I don't know. I'm onto the honorable mentions now. I hit the Bird Hunters, Turnpike Troubadours. Just an absolute great song. Or a Good Lord Laurie, either of those.
Lyrical genius. I've just never been a big Turnpike guy.
I tell you, they start my day off every day. That's really? My alarm clock song.
Really?
Yeah.
What song?
The Bird Hunters. And that whatever instrument that is that hits at the beginning of it, it'll snap you out of a dead sleep and you're just like, just start singing.
Interesting.
It's that.
There's nothing that wakes me up like that. Maybe I'll have to try this.
The follow-up to that one is Nine Lives by Coat Wetzel. That one's the, if I'm hearing Nine Lives in the morning, I'm late.
Yeah, no kidding. Dude, like, if you'd have asked me this question like 8-9 years ago, February 26th by Coe Wetzel was definitely making the list.
That's a good song.
What am I on? Number three?
Well, you said David Allan Coe, you stole one. 68 Fastback. Yeah, I think you're
on number three. I'm number three. It's going to be Bob Seger, Night Moves.
Okay.
We're a little old school. I mean, I think maybe the most Americana song of all time. I think it's actually the most American song of all time. I think there's a movie that's completely based around it. It's honestly one that my mom kind of put me on when I was, I mean, I don't know, at a very, very young age. So it kind of stuck with me for a little bit. I mean, the hard thing for me is a lot of those old school rock songs, like I could do my own category of, is that a Diet Coke?
No, I put a mini fridge up in the game room. That's a Miller Lite.
Oh, hey, what? Had a few beers. On a podcast.
So Bob Seger.
Bob Seger, Night Moves. Also, what's your last one?
Well, you stole one, so my last one was Bird Hunters.
No, Bird Hunters is
good. I don't know, though, man. Like, that's what I was talking about when you stepped away for a second. There's so much good country music. Like, you could throw some Willie in there. You know, some Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash live from Folsom. That. I don't want to hear the bad takes that it's not that good of an album.
No. There's not even bad Johnny Cash takes. So my last one actually is going to be not the short man's version. The OG by one Charlie Robinson. R.I.P. El Cerrito Place.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that takes a little ball knowledge right there. If you're telling me Charlie Robinson, El Cerrito Place in a random conversation, the amount of respect I will have for you as a man or a human will be immense, to say the least.
What's the song you think of, or what's the song, whenever somebody says his name, what's the song you think of, El Cerrito Place?
Yeah, it's probably my favorite, but like I think the one everyone knows is New Year's Day is probably the one that pops to my head.
My favorite's Loving County.
Loving County is also a banger of a song. That's more of a ballad than a song, though, as it's telling a crazy ass story. But
That's what I think whenever you're talking about four songs on repeat. Like, you want to hear a story. You know, I don't want to hear the same chorus three times.
That's fair. I get that. I think, Charlie Robinson. Maybe we should have narrowed it down, made it a little harder, and done this just Texas only. But I think I like where we're going here. All right. Next part, maybe the most important part. We're at the Deer Lease. What are you having for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Are we making it, or are we going somewhere?
Dude, you can go wherever you want with this, wherever you want. We'll start with breakfast.
Start with breakfast. I'm going to take Chef Condog on a bitterly cold morning with the old Coleman grill in the duck blind, making whatever those taco concoctions were you made that day.
Dude, that was more a product of the environment.
Dude, that was so good.
It was the fact that it was 20 degrees with hot food.
Yeah, you're freezing with hot food, but yeah, that was good. I don't know, man. Bear throws down in the kitchen too when he makes like some little scramble where it's just like eggs and everything else he can find.
Mm-hmm.
That's next level.
I will say
stuff.
Bear's the best out of making something out of nothing. When he really gets his mind on it, like he'll hammer it out real quick.
I remember one year we shot some ducks and he was like, "Hey, I'm gonna cook these real quick," and I was like, "Okay." Dude, they were so good. Whatever seasoning
you
put on.
Dude, he was like, I got butter and salt and some thyme, and I'm like, somehow these were delicious.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, dude.
Breakfast-wise, probably going, you know, just a little – I'm not a big breakfast guy, especially when hunting. So, you know, a little breakfast in the blind. You know, mm-hmm. give me some breakfast tacos.
I respect it. Depending on where you're at, this is going to be a Texas thing. Also part of the South in general. If it really gets down to nut cutting time and you're asking me what breakfast I want, honorable mention for me to tap myself on the back here, but, the breakfast, when I do a breakfast burger with a little venison and an egg and some avocado, some hot sauce, it's hard to beat. But that being said, my number one is Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we're talking about going somewhere.
Dude, you can go wherever you want with it. Wherever you want with it.
There's a little place down the road. They got the best. I'm going to butcher the name of this, and so I don't ever say it right. But have you ever had chilaquiles? Chilaquiles?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's this place up the road. Oh, like they bring it out, and I'm like, I could eat three of them.
But you're kind of pigeonholing yourself here, though, because, you know, can you get there from the Deer Lease?
You get there.
It might take you a little bit.
I mean, I've gotten back and, you know, I've shot a deer, came back, did something, and got back in 2.5 hours. So.
Jesus.
Waffle House. You did introduce me to the folded waffle with the chocolate chips and the peanut butter chips. Game changer.
Cannot beat it. Lunch. What are you going with on lunch?
Oh, spicy Mexico. Give me that free queso.
Oh,
give me that free queso. Oh, dude, if we're going dinner, like I like to eat fine food.
We're going lunch.
But, that's what I'm saying. Lunch, I'm going to go hammer some double chicken or beef quesadillas with extra cheese. I'm going to eat my free queso.
Good Diet Coke, too.
I'm going to dip them in sour cream and then into the salsa and just put them down.
Oof. Sour cream is not for me. It's grown on me, actually, a little bit, though.
What about you for lunch?
Dude, this one was tough for me. But depending on what the situation is, what's going on, where you're at. It's hard to beat a good old homemade Italian sub. And I don't get to do it as much as I want. I don't eat them as much as I probably want to. They're not very good for you. I know a lot of people probably won't eat them. It's probably why I hardly ever make them unless I'm up there by myself. Just a good sandwich. You can't beat it. It's hard to beat a good sandwich. It's light. It doesn't tear you up too much. You're probably not going to go out and shit your brains out in an evening hunt. It's going to take care of your innards, as they say. I think a good old, actually, is it too late for revision? I just had something pop in my head just now, actually.
Go for it.
All right, we're going to call that back. We're going to go ahead and recall an audible here in Omaha.
Edit it out.
I'm not doing that. We're actually going to go. We're going to pivot. We're going to go turkey, bacon, avocado. That's going to be the go-to. Don't make that fucking face.
Avocado is the most overrated food in the world. Yeah, I said what I said.
You know what? I was trying to keep you on this podcast and steer you places so people didn't know you're unintelligent, but you just went ahead and let everybody know that.
Yeah, let me have, please, sir, can I have more flavorless mush on my food? It's flavorless. Terrible.
It's not terrible.
It has no flavor.
It has flavor.
No, dude, like if you go order avocado toast, you might as well just get toast with something else on it.
No, bro. You get some sourdough with some avocado toast. You put an egg on it. Crumble ground venison on it, salt and pepper.
Yeah, you know why that's so good? Because you taste everything but the avocado.
Okay, you're just this.
Notice whenever I said avocado toast, he had to add to it. If something's that good, you can put it on a piece of bread and eat it.
All right. Fair enough. All right, dinner. What are you doing?
Dinner. I'm going to fire up the grill for dinner. And I'm going to throw down, some delicious, best cut of meat I've ever had. Dean Meats filet. Truly.
Gotta do it. That was mine too. That was mine too. Pittsburgh style.
I mean, I'm going to take back. I'm not going to fire up the grill.
No, we're not supposed to say we're not cast iron. We're not doing steaks on a grill.
I'm going to do cast iron.
Look, people, listen up. If you are cooking steaks, more specifically fillets, on a grill, stop it.
Yeah, you're wrong.
You're ruining them.
And I know what you're thinking here. Man, it's scary to do it on the cast iron. It gets hot so quick. No.
Nope, you got to do it. Get your fillet about 3 inches thick. No, Jeffrey knows real well what 3 inches looks like. He doesn't have to... hey now, we're having fun.
On the cast iron.
And dude, you got to go minute and a half, minute and a half, minute and a half on each of the other opposite ends. Get it real hot. Fire it up. Get it rare. Let it run. It's not blood. It's hemoglobin. It is from the muscles. There's no blood in the snakes. Steaks. Jesus. Steaks.
No blood in the snakes, boys.
No blood in the snakes. Hey, if blood's ever coming out your snake, folks, go to the doctor. That's all I'll say.
Dude, the other day I did steaks on the grill for the first time in a long time. And the only reason I did is because they were tomahawks on Mother's Day. They wouldn't fit in the cast iron. So I learned two things that day.
A, buy a bigger cast iron.
Steaks are better on the cast iron. B, I need to buy a bigger cast iron.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal that. That's my bad.
You've been doing it the whole time, so it's all right.
Okay, fair enough. The old Dean meat steaks hit different. Shout out Danny Dean, the GOAT.
Truly the GOAT.
Truly the GOAT. Also one of the most interesting people you will ever meet.
Was almost on my list.
Dude, that would have been a good one. All right, what part of Texas, any part of Texas, are you going to have a deer lease?
I feel like you see all the videos and pictures from Central and South Texas. I don't know, man. South Texas, probably.
That's fair. I had like Kingsville on my list. I was maybe thinking like Shackelford County. A lot of big deer coming out of there. But I kind of tossed it around. Definitely not East Texas. Definitely not Bowie, Texas either. Trust me. I love hunting in Bowie. Love hunting in Bowie. However, you know, I sound like Jerry Jones right now. Not necessarily the biggest deer out there. A lot of deer, a lot of good deer, but there's definitely bigger deer. So I'm going to do good old fashioned Cook County.
Cook County.
Cook County. It's one county over. It is a bow only county.
Mm.
I'm
out.
And yeah, well, you're gay. The deer get bigger. There's everything I need. Also, little side note here. You're only anywhere you hunt in Cook County, you're not going to be more than 30 minutes from the star. So, you got to come on now. There's layers to this. There's I bow hunt, bow hunting only county, big deer. There's a Waffle House in Gainesville. Spice Mexico's a little far. That's the only drawback here. But, however, you are 30 minutes from the star. You wander across that border, and it is showtime. So that is my ideal deer hunting location.
Yeah, see, I was just going off. I want big deer. So that's why I said South Texas.
There's big deer.
I wasn't even taking into account, you know, the food or anything like that. Like, I was just, put me on food, the big boys, you know?
Mexicans.
Okay.
Ash.
You gotta stop.
Oh, Stewie, what are they gonna do? And last thing, most important thing, probably the easiest answer, and we're just probably gonna line across on this. What truck are you driving to the deer lease?
Single cab dually.
My man.
Yeah.
Oh, the single cab dually himself. I love it. I love it. Mine's actually really boring. F-250. Although I will say, in years past, I would have said white. I'm actually going to go, or excuse me, I would have said black. I'm actually going to go with white.
Yeah. My realistic one would be a... I did hear that. Did you hear that?
What?
Okay, never mind. I know you can't tell on the podcast, but I am of the shorter stature. I feel like, you know, I could go F-250, you know, but I don't want to look like I've got little man syndrome. So I'd probably just go F-150 King Ranch, and I would have white with the tan trim on the bottom. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
I like that a lot. That'd probably be the one. I mean, the single cab dually I identify with, so I would feel something every time I drove it. But if I was just trying to flex on people, it'd be the F-150 King Ranch.
Dude, I would. The only thing I would do too is I'm doing the same one except in the F-250 with the ranch hand on the front and all that. The only thing I'd want to do is I want the old King Ranch seats on it. Not the new ones that they came out with like 10 years ago. I want the ones that you had to like go conditioned, and if you didn't, they would like crack and stuff like that. They're like a couch. That's the only thing I would change. But I think that's it, folks. That is the dream Texas deer lease. Jeffrey, you have any parting thoughts for us?
No. Thanks for having me on, as always. And for all of you listeners out there, I'll be back soon.
Will you?
We'll see.
What is it, like that Papa John's interview? Stay tuned.
Yeah, we'll see if I get invited back. Yeah, it's all about the viewer count, you know? So 30 boy, 5-star.
It's all about the numbers. It's just a math game. That's all we're playing. All right. I gotta go eat dinner. I'm starving. It's late.
Adios.
Peace, big dog.